Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, will preside over the upcoming Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump. More from NPR's Susan Davis.
When a sitting president is impeached, the Chief Justice of the United States presides over the trial. Now that Trump is a former president, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy will preside when the trial begins next month. Leahy is the president pro tem of the Senate, which is a constitutional role given to the most senior senator of the majority party. Leahy will also be able to vote on whether to acquit or convict Trump. The primary role of the presiding officer is to make sure that established Senate procedures and rules are followed for the duration of the trial. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
The article of impeachment from the House will be walked over to the Senate tonight. The Justice Department's internal watchdog has opened an investigation into whether any department officials tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Here's NPR's Ryan Lucas.
The Inspector General for the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, says his office will look into whether any current or former DOJ officials, quote, engage in an improper attempt to have the department change the results of the election. Horowitz says the probe will be limited to allegations against DOJ employees. It will not cover officials from other government agencies. The announcement follows a New York Times report over the weekend that said former Acting Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Clark discussed with then-President Trump a plan to fire the Acting Attorney General in order to challenge the election outcome on baseless claims of fraud. Ultimately, Trump did not move forward with the plan. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Vaccine maker Moderna announced today its COVID-19 vaccine should protect people from new variants of the coronavirus that have recently emerged in both the UK and South Africa. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The Moderna vaccine is based on the genetic sequence of the original coronavirus that first appeared in 2019 in China. The new variants have mutations in that genetic sequence, raising the possibility that the vaccine wouldn't work as well. To test that, scientists used serum from vaccinated patients to see if it contained antibodies that would, at least in laboratory tests, be able to neutralize the new variants. The answer was yes, although the vaccine worked less well against the variant from South Africa. The company says it's working on a booster shot that could be used against that variant. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The interest rate-setting arm of the Federal Reserve holds its first meeting of the new year in Washington this week, with expectations Fed policymakers will underscore a continued commitment to keep interest rates low and to continue to backstop the economy. It's anticipated Fed Chairman Jerome Powell at the end of this week's meeting will continue to signal the Fed stands ready to take any actions needed. Stocks wobbled in afternoon trading today somewhat. The Dow was down 36 points. The Nasdaq closed up 92 points today. You're listening to NPR. The biggest awards in children's literature were announced today by the American Library Association. As NPR's Netta Ulby reports, it's the 99th year of Newbery Medals recognizing great books for kids.
This year's John Newbery Medal went to a book based on folklore from Korea. When You Trap a Tiger by Tal Keller follows a girl trying to save her grandma by making a deal with a magical beast. The Caldecott Medal for Picture Books was also announced this morning. It went to We Are Water Protectors, about indigenous movements to help the environment. It was illustrated by Michaela Goad and written by Carol Lindstrom, a member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe Indians. And the Pora Belpre Awards go to outstanding creators of Latinx picture books and children's literature. Winners included Vamos, Let's Go Eat by Raul Gonzalez. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
The global anti-poverty group Oxfam is warning today the coronavirus pandemic is going to lead to the largest increase in global inequality on record unless governments take action. In a report, Oxfam saying the richest 1,000 people in the world have already managed to recoup the losses they recorded in the early days of the pandemic last spring because of a big bounce back in stock markets. By contrast, Oxfam estimates the world's poorest will take 10 years to recover their losses. Report was issued this week in conjunction with the World Economic Forum's annual gathering of global business and political leaders. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today amid some signs of tighter supply. Oil was up 50 cents a barrel to settle at $52.77 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.